Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
The Squeaky Clean Comedy Festival is back. Yes, a comedy festival that's safe, but still funny, still clever. It's a Melbourne comedy festival put together by Candlelight Productions, which aims to light a candle and, through the arts, transform Melbourne culture. In just a moment, one of the comedians will join us, Michael Connell, to talk about his act, First World Blues. But first, the man behind Candlelight, Eugene Wong. Eugene, welcome to Open House.
Thanks, Lee.
Eugene, this is an idea that's actually building and catching on in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's amazing. For the last couple of years, we've run a single show, Squeaky Clean Comedy, and we've been amazed at the responses that we've had. But this year, we've been given the opportunity just to open up a whole venue dedicated to clean comedy. And it has 14 shows in it. So now 3% of the comedy festival is officially clean. The Squeaky Clean Comedy is a bit too big for the venue that we're using. So it has to use the Melbourne City Conference Centre, which is great.
In some ways, Melbourne's the ideal city for this kind of idea, with a very strong heritage of comedy festivals.
Yeah, it's actually the third, the Melbourne Comedy Festival is the third largest festival in the world. And this year there are 490 shows in it.
Wow.
So there's definitely, you know, a big demand for it. Apparently it's the number one cultural event of the year.
So where's the idea of squeaky clean comedy come from, Eugene?
It actually came out of a dare, to begin with. So it's something, it wasn't certain that it could be done, that comedy could be clean and funny, but aimed at adults. You know, there's lots of clean comedy that's aimed at kids, obviously, but to have the sophistication of humour aimed at adults is really tough. But I grew up watching a lot of British humour, very witty sort of stuff. There was never any need for that. Even Jerry Seinfeld, you know, was able to observe everyday things in life.
Yes.
And be genuinely funny,
yep.
But, yeah, not need to resort to anything like that.
Although it probably is a more challenging form of comedy, because in some ways the easiest thing to get a few laughs is to go a bit grubby.
Yes, yeah. It forces you to rely on a lot more on wit to find new angles, because a lot of the more negative slants on things have actually been done before. And so if you've been around the comedy circuit for a while, it can get a bit boring.
Have you been surprised at how it's taken off, that the dare's actually worked?
I've been blown away by it, actually.
Yeah.
We are constantly surprised by the number of people who call the box office and just thank us.
Wow.
Who say, yeah, we've been waiting for this for years. Thank you for doing this. And, you know, can you expand it more? And this year we've had lots of people commenting from Sydney. Do you do it up here?
Yeah.
Will you do it up here?
Yeah.
It's great.
And parents bringing their children. I mean, it's safe for them to do that.
Yes. It's been so lovely to have families coming in and saying, we can see anything in here? This is amazing.
With our kids? Yeah. What else are people saying in response to the squeaky clean idea?
I think quite a few people are incredulous, actually, that it is possible to be genuinely funny. Probably my favourite review from last year was a critic who published his review and said, I actually went to criticise this show. And reluctantly, I have to say, go and see it. It's actually really worthwhile.
Oh, God.
So it was the highest praise that we could get.
Totally, totally. So where can people catch it? How long is it on for, Eugene?
The Squeaky Clean Comedy runs every Saturday of the festival. So it's for the next 3 weeks. Comedy on Collins is running every night and day for the next 3 weeks, which is a bit crazy, until the 21st of April. But the easiest way to find out about it is www.cleancomedy.com.au.
Okay, we'll put the details up on our Open House Community Facebook page. Well done, and all the best with it. Thanks, Eugene, so much for joining us on Open House.
Thank you.
So as I said, one of the squeaky clean comedians is Michael Connell with his act, First World Blues. Michael, welcome to Open House.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Great to have you with us. So give us a sketch of what First World Blues is about, Michael.
Oh, First World Blues, it's kind of me looking at culture and our society, and I'm saying, how come we live in such a, you know, a wealthy, affluent society, and it's not making us happy?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? We've got all these big screen TVs, flash cars, and yet people, you see them, you know, walking around in the street, everyone's glum. I don't know why that is.
I wonder how funny funny that is.
Yeah, well, it has been quite difficult making that amusing.
Yeah.
But that's my job. If it was already hilarious, then you wouldn't need to come see a comedy show, would you?
As I said to Eugene, is a more challenging form of comedy to go squeaky clean?
It can be quite difficult. It forces you to step outside the usual topics and themes that most comedians go for. It, you know, makes you more original. You have to engage the brain a bit, I guess.
I'm going to ask you to give us a sample of it.
All right.
But how much is tied up with physical presence as opposed to, say, on radio where you're just able to convey words?
Oh. They say 70% of what you say is actually conveyed through body language.
Yes.
Then the other 20% is inflection and tone. Yeah. So what you're getting on radio is probably... The 10%. So if you think this is even mildly amusing, you know, you're going to love the show.
Okay, give us your best shot. This is a bit of first world blues.
Ooh.
Let it rip, Michael.
Let it rip. All right. So I play the harmonica, and whenever I tell people I play the harmonica, people always go, "Oh, you play the harmonica? Are you any good?" And I'm always like.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
And the second question they always go is, they go, can you play the blues? And I can't really, because usually, you know, when you hear old guys playing the harmonica, they talk about their problems. You know, they're all, I'm broken hungry. But when I play the harmonica, you hear my problems. You know, I'm all, my phone don't get reception. There was a line at IKEA. That's not real blues, you know. I love the old blues guys. I'd love to be one of the old blues guys. But they've all had a hard life, you know. They've all got cool blues names like Poor Boy, Curtis, No Toes, Jackson. I've just had it too easy, you know. My name would be something like Michael, slightly asthmatic, Connell. And that's not going to catch on, you know. You hear the old blues guys singing. You hear their voice and you're like, ooh, that is whiskey and hard times. You know, you hear my voice, you're like, ooh, Pop-Tarts. Not quite the same thing.
I think you do very well on radio. It's a big ask. Well done.
What's
the audience response so far, Michael?
Absolutely fantastic. We had opening night, fantastic. Hundreds of people in, huge crowds, people going nuts for it. They love the whole show.
Great stuff. Well, congratulations. Hope it goes even better this year. Michael Connell, thank you so much indeed for joining us on Open House.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.